This is a test, said Zia Ayaz, 32, an engineer originally from Afghanistan, who flew to Christchurch from Hamilton, New Zealand, to help the families of those who were killed or wounded. God is testing us, testing the families and us, and we're here to help. Islam first arrived in Christchurch in 1854 with a family from India, local history says. Its roots strengthened in the 1970s with the arrival of Afghan immigrants and again in the 90s with new arrivals from other countries. The Muslim community is neither highly visible nor invisible here in Christchurch, a pleasant city of 350,000 near the South Island's Pacific coast. Mostly Sunni, they are part of a small but growing group of around 46,000 Muslims overall in a country of 4.6 million. In Christchurch, their ranks include students at local universities, taxi drivers, professionals, nurses, and imams like Latif Alabi. A leader at the Linwood Mosque, he is originally from Nigeria, but is also close to finishing a PhD in Malaysia. He has been in New Zealand for 3 years. On Saturday, he moved briskly between all the areas where families had gathered, having changed into a clean gray dasha robe. His garment from the day before had been stained with blood. He often found that he had little to offer those in need. When Miss Kokhar found him and told him her husband had been at the Al-Noor Mosque, he shook his head and just said, "Oh, no." That was where 41 people had been killed. Many of those who attended prayers on Friday were regulars for whom Islamic practice was woven into engaged lives in the city. Yasir Amin Nazar, 35, who moved from Lahore, Pakistan 5 years ago, now works for the Christchurch City Council. He and his father, Muhammad Amin Nazar, had parked their car up the road from Al-Noor Mosque on Friday and were walking toward the building when they first heard gunfire. Another burst of gunshots. He pleaded with his father to run away and quickly, but it was too late. 2-3 seconds, he was just in front of us, pointing the gun at us, Mr. Nazar said, trying to show a distance of some 8 yards, separating them from the gunman. I saw him. He looked at us, Mr. Nazar said. He was driving. He stopped the car when he spotted us, and he got his gun. Mr. Nazar said the gunman aimed the weapon across the driver's side of the car, through the passenger window toward him and his father, and began firing. His father was hit twice. On Saturday night, he was in critical condition at Christchurch Hospital. His father, a regular traveler to New Zealand, had arrived 3 weeks ago for this latest visit and had planned to stay for longer than usual.